Y'all ready for the word?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to teach, preach, however the Lord wants to do it today, on being born again. Yeah, most of you have heard read the scripture of being born again, but I want to preach on this today. I feel the Lord leading us this way. We've been preaching on worship and how to enter the presence of God, and we've been talking about the manifest presence of God when God actually demonstrates himself to us, and we've been preaching on how we came from God. And how the presence of God can change us, because without his presence, we are nothing. Amen? But today I want to preach. I feel the Lord leading me to preach on being born again. And the passage that I'm going to preach out of is John chapter 3, and we'll go to Matthew chapter 7. That's my main passages I want to preach from today. But I just don't want to, y'all probably know this already, but y'all have been born naturally, obviously. How many knows that, right? You're probably like, wow, what a crazy question. But we have all been born naturally. But my question to you is have you been born spiritually? Have you been born again? And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, says that we are actually supposed to examine ourselves to see, this is what it says, 2 Corinthians 13:5, it says that we are to examine ourselves to see whether or not we're in the faith. Wow. You know, the Bible actually says that we need to take some time to examine, am I really right with God? Am I saved? It's a valid question, isn't it? Isn't it a valid question? And as you can see there on the screen behind me, it's what the scriptures say. So we need to examine this. And nowhere, I just want to let you know this, nowhere in the Bible does it say you go to heaven if you go to church. Nowhere. It doesn't say that. Just because you go to church does not mean you're on your way to heaven. That's something that we need to make a definition there. I just want to tell you, if you have a doubt, if you have any doubt that you're not saved, why wouldn't you want to go ahead and do that today? Just do it today, right? Why wait? Why prolong it, right? The Bible says don't boast yourself of tomorrow, right? Because we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Why wait? Go ahead, seal the deal today. Look at your neighbor and say, seal the deal today. Are you born again? Are you born again? John chapter 3, and I'm going to turn over there, and I believe the tech guys is already there already. John chapter 3, verse 1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, and this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, and that's just a Jewish word for teacher, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is what? Born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. I'm just going to tell you this morning, I'm just going to be real plain. How many wants me to be plain this morning? You must be born again. Just because you go to church does not mean you are born again. I'm going to say that again, all right? Because some of us, we have to hear that over and over again. Wait a minute. I really need to see if this is true. I need to really see if I'm right. Am I right with God? Do I really believe in God? Now, we must be born again. Now, he didn't say you must consider it. He didn't say you need to think about it and wait a week or later or 2 weeks later. He said you must be born again. There's no guesswork about it. There's no other option. You must be born again into the kingdom of God. Born again there is another word for born of. So a literal translation would say, unless one is born from above, born again, born in God. Now, it says water and spirit. I used to read this passage, and I used to think water meant water baptism, but it's not. If we look at the context, look at verse 4 right here. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? How many believes that context matters when you're reading the word? Context matters. And if you go to verse 6, this is what verse 6 says. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, Nicodemus was talking about natural birth because he couldn't understand the spiritual birth. He couldn't understand it. And Jesus is, and he's saying, Nicodemus said, can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, we talk about how there's a womb of water, right? Right? In a woman's stomach, when she's with child, there's blood and water, right? A womb of water. Now, Nicodemus was thinking naturally. Now, how many of us, we have a problem sometimes, we just think naturally and we don't think in the spirit, right? We just think naturally. And so we've got to think of the things of God. Now, notice this. Jesus was speaking to a Pharisee, okay? Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Yet he believed God. He said, how can a man do these things, right, unless God be with him? That's what he said. So Nicodemus believed he was a Pharisee. Pharisees believed in the Bible. They did. They believed in the Bible. Actually, get this. Pharisees had to memorize the first five books of the Bible. The Torah. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. The Torah. So they had, listen, they fasted twice a week, which is two more times than we do. I'm trying to get your attention this morning. They fasted twice a week, right? And they tithed. Pharisees tithed. Oh, by the way, they went to church. They tithed. They believed in the God of Abraham. Actually, this Pharisee actually believed in Jesus, right? And Jesus said to a Pharisee who'd done all these things, he said, you're not going to heaven. A man that memorized Genesis through Deuteronomy. I mean, if you memorize the book of Leviticus, you're just a genius. You're a genius. Because that's the hardest book I've ever had to read in the Bible. I'm just going to tell you right now. But the man memorized everything. He went to church. He did all the right things. He did the good thing. But Jesus told him straight to his face, said, Nicodemus, if you're not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You will not have eternal life. It's so important. We need to examine ourselves to see whether or not we are in the faith. He said this to a church-going person. Now, James 2:19 says that the devils believe and they tremble. They believe. Even Satan himself believes. Y'all with me? And this is why it's not about intellectual belief. It's about a true spiritual conversion where God really changes you when you get saved. Because I'm telling you right now, when God saves you, when he changes you, your desires are different. You're not just going to go back and forth. When God changes you and he saves you, you're going to have a change of perspective. You're going to have a change of mind. You're going to be like, man, God did something in me. There's temptation there still, but my desire is not for that anymore. Although I do get tempted, although the enemy does come to me, my desire is different now because I have been born again. Now I live my life for God. Everything that I do in my marriage, for my kids, my family, everything that I do, everything in my life is all for God. It's all for him. My desire has changed. Y'all still with me this morning? Say amen. So according to James 2:19, it says the devils believe and they tremble. So it tells us that it's not enough just to believe intellectually. But we have to let God, we have to let Jesus be the Lord of our life. Amen? You know, the Bible actually mentions Jesus to be Lord way many more times than Savior, although he is Savior. Amen? And God's wanting to be the Lord. Jesus is wanting to be the Lord of your life. Matthew chapter 7, let's turn over there. Everybody say, preach. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Hallelujah. Matthew 7. Praise the Lord. And I believe I got the wrong scripture reference here. Everybody say, bless him, Lord. And so I can't find the scripture reference this morning, but I can quote it to you by heart. The Bible says that many will be lost. Enter by the narrow gate. There it is. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Go to the next verse there. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. All right, I'm going to ask you a few questions here. According to this, go back to verse 13. I want us to look at the scripture. How many believes in the word of God? All right. Now, it says there are many who go in by it. Okay, would y'all agree with me that the word destruction there means hell? Y'all would agree with me on that, right? It says broad is the way that leads to hell, and there are how many goes in by it? It doesn't say few, does it? It says many. Go to the next verse. Verse 14 says this, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are how many find it? Few. What is that telling us? Would you all agree that life is heaven? Right? Life. And we would say destruction is hell. You say, Pastor, you're really preaching blunt this morning. You're really preaching plain. It's supposed to be that way. All right? So the Bible is actually telling us that many people are going to hell. Many. And Jesus said that few are going to heaven. We don't like to talk about this, do we? We don't like, because it's uncomfortable for one thing when we talk about hell, we talk about heaven. But Jesus said there are many people who are lost. Many people who are lost. Now, notice, let's go to verse 21. Go to verse 21 in this same passage. Jesus said this, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. Now they're calling him Lord with their mouth. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? Look, they prophesied. Have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name? Look at that. And done many wonders in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice sin or lawlessness. Notice this. You go back to that other, go back to the verse before. Notice the word never. These are not people who just fell away. He never knew these people. And they prophesied, and they cast out demons, and they even called him Lord. My question to you today, I hope y'all are listening. My question to you today, are you born again? Are you saved? Boast not yourself of tomorrow. You don't know. Listen, if many people are actively engaged in God's work, how many more just attend church? Y'all with me? There are many church people, and I'm just going to preach the truth here today. Many church people, right, are not saved. I'm using scripture today. I'm using the Bible. And we hear testimonies of some time of people say, I got saved, but I fell away and I just lived in sin. And I was miserable. But then all of a sudden I just went and gave my life back to the Lord and I just fully surrendered. And then the change came. Right? But what if they just didn't get saved, but there was a word planted in them? And we always talk about, listen to this, listen very closely to me. You'll have to listen to this whole message for you to get it. What if, we always talk about growth after birth. But did you know there's growth before birth? Y'all with me? Conception, pregnancy, birth, born again. Y'all still with me this morning? What if you didn't get saved? There was conception, right? The word was planted in you and you didn't get saved and you was miserable. How many knows that? Well, only ladies. Pregnancy can be miserable. Y'all with me? All right? And you ever hear people say that? Man, I prayed and I tried to live right and all of a sudden I was miserable. Y'all with me?
I was miserable and I was really mad and I was upset, right?
But the birth is about to happen.
Are y'all with me?
And so it was real quiet in here because, and I know y'all were really listening, right? Because the birth is about to happen. You're about to be born again. And what happens is we will try to force them. You need to get saved. You need to get right. Come on, come on. Bam, 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 bam. Come on. And let God do the work because there's a birth about to happen. You just got to be patient. You just got to keep loving God and quit trying to control them and quit trying to give them a set of rules and a to-do list where you got to do that, you got to do this to be saved. No, just let God do the work. Love them, pray for them, show them the love of God. Let God do the work. Right? You don't want to hinder the progress. You don't want to hinder the process. Right? Do you change people or does the Holy Spirit change them? Holy Spirit does. Then why are you so hard on yourself when you're evangelizing? I can't evangelize. I'm afraid what they'll think of me. What if I say the wrong thing? What if they ask me a question I don't know? Tell them you don't know. Tell them you don't know, right? And you just, listen, you don't try to be something that you're not. We call that hypocrites. We call those people hypocrites. Don't try to be something you're not. If you don't know, you don't know, right? And so I'm telling you, there's people in your family. Can I speak prophetically? There's people in your family right now. Your family, your friends, you're wondering, Lord, I've showed them, and they won't listen to me. It's like talking to a brick wall. They're stubborn. They're hard-headed. They won't listen to a thing they say to me. Listen, be patient. Be patient. There's fixing to be a birth that'll happen. You got to believe God. You got to believe God. You got to stand on the Word of God. But you know what we do? Well, they ain't never going to do it. They ain't never going to come to church. They ain't never going to do this. Quit talking negative. You're talking defeat. All you're doing, you're speaking. Listen, if you'll just trust in God and say, God, I trust in you. Lord, right now, they're at the bar doing something, acting foolish. They're doing all kinds of stuff, living immoral. Some of them are really religious. Right? And you just got to believe God and trust God and say, God, I believe that you're going to save them. It may not be next week, but I believe that a birth is about to happen. Hallelujah. If you believe it, stand up and praise God. There's a birth about to happen. You just got to keep believing God. You just got to keep going. You can't give up. You got to keep praying. You got to keep preaching. You got to keep singing. You can't let what they do determine your relationship with God. Hallelujah. And so we let other people determine how we have a relationship, how we worship God, how we serve God. Oh, they said something about me. They said something to me. Listen, you have a relationship with God. Get in the secret place with God. Amen, church. Hallelujah. You must be born again. Must be born again. And I'm here to tell you that if you'll just give God full control, and I'm here to say this, and I'm going to speak prophetically right now. Hallelujah. There's something growing. Hallelujah. The Word of God in your family. Those people who are lost, there's something growing. They may have treated you bad. They may have said some bad things about you, but you need to say, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that we've all... Can I surprise you and just blow you away right now by what the Bible says? Because I just did a while ago with these verses. These were hard. Right? Ephesians chapter 2. It says that he delivered us from the spirit. That's an evil. From the spirit of disobedience. Did you know every one of us had an evil spirit running our lives before we got saved? The spirit of disobedience. Right? But when God saved you and he changed you, the default began to change. There was a different default saying, now your desires have changed. Now you got the spirit of the one true God living in you. Hallelujah. You must be born. Look at your neighbor and say, you must be born again. You must be born again. Hallelujah. There's a spiritual birth. Now, here's a question that you have for me. You say, Pastor, how do you know We go to church. You say, won't going to church help save me? No, the blood of Jesus is powerful enough to save you. Y'all with me? All right. How will I know? Will I know if I tithe? Will I know if I fast? Will I know if I do this or do that or do this or do that? How will I know? 1 John chapter 5. I'm just giving you some scripture this morning. How many loves the word of God? 1 John 5:13. 5:13, 1 John. I'm going to wait till you turn over there. Look here. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may what? Does it say that you may guess? That you consider it or you think about it? I hope I'll make it to heaven. Hope is not wishful thinking. I'm just going to tell you right now, that is not hope. When we use the word, I hope, that is not the right usage of that word. Hope is something you know, it's true, it will happen, but you may know that you have eternal life. If you can't tell someone that you're going to heaven without doubt, you better examine yourself to see whether or not you're saved. That you may know that you have eternal life and that you may what? Continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, right? And I hear people say this, you know, I ask them, when did you get saved? Well, I got saved sometime. I don't know when, but I got saved sometime, right? Well, if you ask someone, a couple, when did you get married? You ask a husband or wife, when did you get married, right? And he says, I don't know. You will know. You will remember the place. You'll remember the time. You'll remember the experience. You'll remember the spiritual conversion. You won't forget it. You'll remember the room. You'll remember everything. There is a spiritual, I'm telling you, it is not just intellectually believing, I believe the Bible, I believe. No, you must be born. You must be changed. You must submit your will to God. Amen, church. Right? And I hear people say, I asked one guy, I said, are you saved? I think I am. If you think you are, I don't know. I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I believe you may not be saved if you think you are, that you may know. Everybody say that you may know. You may know. What if I asked a married couple or a married man and ask him, are you married? Well, of course he's going to say that. Of course he's going to say he's married, right? Because he knows he's married. Amen, church. If I ask you, are you saved? If you can't say yes, or if you just say yes with just your mouth, but in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't really know. And I used to do this. Can I just tell you a little bit about my life? I remember they'd give an altar call, and they'd say, if it's you, come on up. And I'd say, God, if I'm not saved, just save me right here. Some of you have said the same thing. The preacher gave the altar call, said, hey, it's time, give your life to the Lord, and your heart's going, you may be holding on to the pew or whatever it is, and you're just grabbing onto it, and you're just scared to death, right? But then some of you are fearful. Oh, here's a good one. What will other people think about me? I just want to let you know that we are all imperfect people, and every one of us have not arrived. Y'all with me? Right? I'm just a beggar telling another beggar where I found bread. Amen, church. Listen, that you may know, he said, that you may know you have eternal life. Get saved, right? Get saved. I want to give you an illustration here. Somebody throw me an ink pen. Don't throw it at me real hard. Let's see. Hold on. All right, I want y'all to, and I'll fix it. y'all see the pen, right? When we were born into this world, the Bible says all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. When we were born in this world, listen, they didn't have to teach me to do wrong. I just did wrong growing up. I was a kid, whooped me, all that kind of stuff, right? And so as I grew up, I had a default setting, and my default was to do wrong. And I'd say, man, I need to do right. I need to do right. I need to do right. I need to forgive. I need to forgive. I need to stop sinning. I need to stop sinning. And I just keep going that way because that was my default. Y'all with me? But when I became born again, changed the other way. Now I'm going a different direction. Amen. And now when I say, I don't know if I can forgive. I don't know if I can forgive. I don't know if I can forgive. And I forgive. Yes. Y'all with me? I need to stop sinning. I need to stop sinning. I need. Yes, you're right. Amen. Y'all with me? Y'all get it? Y'all get it? Yes. You must be born again. Yes. And you can know you're born again. And God will change you. He'll change your desires. He'll change your perspective. He will change you. I'm talking about change you. I'm not just talking about, well, he changed me for about a week, and then I went back out and did. No, when God saves you, he will change you radically, radically. Listen, you cannot come face to face with the King of Kings and not just say, When you come face to face with Jesus, with the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory, it will change your whole outlook. You will not be the same person. And then you'll find out, this world is not my home. I'm just traveling through. Glory to God.